Coach Godwin, Jake Washer, Jake Agnos.
This one.
Opening statement from Coach Godwin. Don't have questions for student athletes.
Super proud of our guys. Resilient group after a tough loss last night. Can't say enough about Jake Agnos. I thought NC State has one of the best offenses that we've faced all year. For Jake to go out there and throw eight innings and do what he did in a time when our bullpen was obviously a little bit taxed from last night. So I don't know if I've ever seen a kid pitch in that kind of circumstance against a quality opponent like that in my coaching career. I've had some opposing pitchers do it to some of the teams I've coached, but I've never had a guy like Jake do it in front of a crowd like that. I thought our crowd was unbelievable. Get chills talking about it. I thought Wash was tremendous. You're talking about a redshirt junior who really didn't play much for 2 years. I say this all the time, and persevered through a lot of adversity and hurt his arm. And, the last 2 years, he's been a staple behind the plate. He blocks every ball that guys throw in the dirt. And, just super proud of our guys. I can't say enough about it. And, I felt like when I went home last night, I actually slept well. I didn't sleep long, but I slept well. I knew they would respond. I just knew it was going to be tough because we were facing such a quality opponent.
Questions for student athletes.
Jake, how do you kind of sum up this in words and those emotions coming off the mound in the ninth inning to the standing ovation?
No, I think today's game was definitely just a representation of the team we are this year. We got a lot of tough guys, and I mean, falling to a four seed last night, like, that's tough. But us being able to bounce back and put up a 9 spot on NC State, like, we're back in it. We were never out of it, but, we got back to work. We didn't let that affect us. And the way we bounced back today shows us that, hey, we're right where we want to be. So, we got a lot of baseball left.
Jake, what did you have to do mentally? You give up that home run in the first, but then you really settled in and you just looked at your own cruise control out of it.
Yeah, it was a good pitch. I thought it was down and in. Kid sold out to it. I knew I had to keep him there, and it was a matter of time before our offense tacked on 9. That's kind of been the way it's been every Friday night I've gone out there. Our offense puts up big numbers, so if I can go out there and, yeah, it was a little momentum for them, but keep it there and allow them to get their at-bats. I just try to get them, in swing mode and then expand and get weak contact. So let my defense work, which they did outstanding today.
Jake Agnos, I got trivia for you. Do you know ECU's record against NC State in the postseason in history?
Hopefully undefeated.
It was 0-2.
Wow.
So now it's 1. I mean, this is a win not only for y'all, but for a lot of people, to beat NC State in this moment. What was that?
Well, yeah, I mean, every time we play an in-state team, and, yeah, it's awesome, it's postseason, but you love beating teams like that. They got a good ball club. Every Division I team in the state does. There's good baseball from east to west. I'm just proud of the way we played today, and we're able to handle last night and bounce back this morning.
Cliff, what are you
laughing? I'm laughing like, hey, when does East Carolina play NC State in the postseason? Because we didn't do it when I played here, and I know I wasn't here for like 15 years, but this is the first time I've been coaching for 5 years. So was it like in the 60s? Or
it was 68 and 90.
2019, so there's a lot of time in between.
Yeah. She had one of the two-out hits in that third inning. What was it like kind of being a part of that two-out magic, really getting the crowd up to it?
Right, we strung a lot of quality bats together to get some momentum going our way, and to be able to capitalize in that inning was crucial, so it was a good inning.
Can you guys kind of sum up your emotions extending this thing and getting into the night and finding a way to take care of NC State?
I got it. We're not done yet. I mean, we're not, like, we didn't come into this tournament to go 1-1. Yeah, it was a big win, but we got to come out with the same punch that we had in this game tonight. I mean, we're going to get every team's best blow. So if it's Campbell or Quinnipiac, whichever team it is, like, yeah, this win's good, but we didn't come here to beat NC State, and that's it. So, and that's what I think our team does a good job of, is never being satisfied. And now it's postseason, so we're going to be good to go.
Can you do Jake, the first pitch run, bat boy? What else can you do for this team over these next 2 days?
He can't pitch run. He's always an option of the pitcher. He's actually pretty fast.
He got me warm last night. So the biggest thing, and that's what the guys that aren't playing do a great job this year of, is being so engaged and helping out the team. So, yeah, I might not be on the mound, but I can help my team out so many ways. So bring a lot of energy in the dugout. It affects the game. And, you know, I'd be lying if I say you go on the mound and don't hear the other dugout. So if I can contribute to that, that's, you know, the best I can do.
Jake, it seems you've really found your power stroke in the last month or so. Have you made any adjustments to that?
Not really. Just sticking with my approach and just getting good pitches to hit, being patient.
Do you think the fact that you play again in a few hours will help maintain maybe the offensive momentum going forward?
Yeah, I think so. I think the momentum from this game will carry over and we'll be ready to play again. I don't think we'll that'll affect us at all, really.
You already flipped that switch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm done with that game.
Done and over. Ready for the next one.
Anything else for student athletes?
Yeah, Jake Washer, just curious, when you got him on the mound, just the way he attacks the whole game, how much do you think the whole team kind of feeds off of that?
Oh, we love it. You know, quick innings, he fills up the strike zone, keeps our defense on their toes, be able to make plays, and just showing his emotion out there gets us fired up, ready to want to hit for him. So.
Guys, you are dismissed.
Y'all get out of here.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Get off feet, wash, go home.
Good job. Yeah. Coach, you got a big hit from Chandler Jenkins in that pivotal third inning as a two-out single. I think that's only his fifth start of the year. Were you playing a hunch there? And what does that say about sort of the next man up mentality of your team?
Unfortunately, I can't take credit for playing a hunch. I can say that Chandler Jenkins has showed up every single day from fall practice to today, which potentially could be the last day he ever put on a college uniform and done things the right way. Works his tail off. He's in charge of picking up baseballs in our cages and during early hitting. And you talk about the number of baseballs, and he gets the guys every single day. Has not missed a day to get to pick up the baseballs. I know you guys are probably laughing, but that's actually a big deal. Like, and he takes a ton of pride in it, and he's been a great teammate and a great competitor. But the reason he was in the outfield today is because Pat couldn't go in the outfield because his leg was bothering him. So, but I knew one thing, that if I had to go home with a loss, I'd go home with a loss with guys like that.
You think Pat will be able to at least hit tonight? I know he's pulled early.
I don't know. I stopped worrying about it a while ago. So if he can go, then he can go. If not, then we'll play somebody else and we'll compete our tails off. So hopefully he can. Obviously, Pat is a difference maker, but he wasn't himself today. I mean, you can see the swings he was taking, and that wasn't him.
That third inning, what was it like, just the classic stringing together of hits and it all just kind of snowballed?
It's just a lot of quality at bats. Like Wash said, you know, I told the guys before the game we're going to need to execute one hit and run or slash and run today, and the hit and run got us going. So Ryder let off, you know, with a single, and I think Dusty got out, and then we went – or Packer got out, and then, you know, TB went hit and run. We went first to third on that, so – I thought that was kind of the key to the inning to get it going.
Coach, we talk a lot about this season about the fans responding in the right way in the right moment. It felt like today it was right.
I mean, I thought last night it was right. I mean, look, I get chills talking about it. I just appreciate their support.
Coach, you know a starter yet, or is that something you guys will talk about?
Tyler Smith will start. Okay. Yeah.
Cliff, you had a
confident. I mean, there feels like there's a confidence now coming off this going forward, going into tonight's game.
Brian, I don't think that we've ever had to worry about this group being confident. We've lost some games, but we've played 60 games now. We've lost how many? 15. I think 14. I don't know how many we lost. How many games?
16.
16. So we've won a lot of games. I've never worried about this group's confidence. Last night was a great college baseball game, and we fell a little bit short, and they played a little bit better than us. And today we had to bounce back. And yes, our backs up are against the wall, but I just told them, hey, when you run a marathon, you don't run 26 plus miles to start with. You take it one step at a time, and that's what we got to keep doing. Keep winning one pitch at a time and see what happens.
Cliff, you had a good bounce back in the American tournament, but you had to wait a day to play. Is it easier, like the players said, as far as sustaining momentum in the situation you're in now, do you think?
I have no idea. We'll find out, won't we, in about 4 hours.
What's important in those 4 hours?
for them to go lay on a couch and eat food and hydrate and get back over here in about 2.5 hours and then kind of regroup and get their minds right. But they got to get off their feet right now.
Thank what you, will Coach. You do? Will you watch this next game or you?
I will probably watch some of the potential pitchers for both teams on my computer. So that's what I do. I watch the pitchers so I can get our hitters as much information about the guys that we're facing. And I really thought that our guys had really good approaches against a lot of NC State pitchers that are very good.
Not yet. Good luck next game.
Thanks.